Cuomo says he knows it will be difficult, but as the rate of the virus in New York continues to climb, it seems necessary to extend the ban through the spring holidays.
It's hard.
But he says in the city of New Rochelle, New York's first coronavirus hotspot, people attending religious services helped spread the virus.
Those gatherings that brought people together were religious gatherings and brought hundreds of people together, which was beautiful. But it made many, many people ill. And density is the enemy here.
The governor says he'll reevaluate in 2 weeks. Cuomo says he knows many New Yorkers feel under attack right now. On Saturday, President Donald Trump said he was considering quarantining New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. The governor, in an appearance on CNN, likened the move to a civil war. Trump later walked the proposal back. There is now a travel advisory recommended by the CDC and agreed to by Cuomo and the governors of the other two states against people leaving the three states if they don't have to.
This is not a lockdown. It is a travel advisory to be implemented by the states, in essence. It's nothing that we haven't been doing, right? Non-essential people should stay at home. So it's totally consistent with everything we're doing.
In addition, Rhode Island instituted a policy of using its state police to stop cars with New York license plates and to ask them to quarantine for 2 weeks if they stayed in the state. Cuomo says he convinced Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo to rescind that order. The governor says he's still working on getting enough personal protective equipment for hospital workers and is expanding hospital bed capacity as the number of people with the virus continues to climb. He says he started talking to hospitals outside of the New York City area, where the disease is expected to peak later. He's trying to coordinate responses between public and private hospitals, who often work independently of one another.
This is going to be all hands on deck. This is everybody helping everyone else. One hospital gets overwhelmed, the other hospitals have to flex to help that hospital, and vice versa.
He says upstate hospitals may need to take overflow patients from New York City in the coming weeks. And then, when the virus recedes downstate, those hospitals could help out with overflow patients in upstate regions later on in the spring. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.